USA Radio News with Wendy King.
One presidential candidate is stepping away from the campaign trail to serve the nation. USA's John Hunt reports.
While most of the Democratic candidates for president are working hard on the campaign trail, Tulsi Gabbard will take some time off from the trail to serve her country.
Stepping off of the campaign trail for a couple of weeks and putting on my Army uniform to go on a training exercise mission in Indonesia. We'll be doing a training exercise with the Indonesian military focused on a few different things like counterterrorism, humanitarian aid, and disaster response. Joining my brothers and sisters from the Hawaii National Guard in doing so.
Gabbard enlisted in the military right after 9/11 and served in Afghanistan in 2005. She continues to serve in the Hawaii National Guard while running for president as a Democrat.
This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So, yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's continued calls for legislation to fight mass shootings. Sophia Valderrama with the El Paso Strong March in Texas had a message for Washington.
I want action, and I feel like there's not action being done right now. I don't see any action going on. I think a lot of people have been saying, oh, yes, we'll do it, but there's nothing really.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho says mass shootings are a mental health issue.
I will support common sense reforms that make Americans safer, but I'm going to stand staunchly to provide and protect the Second Amendment.
A suicide bomb blast has exploded at a wedding party in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing and wounding dozens of people. More than 1,000 had been invited, and there are fears this could be the deadliest attack in Kabul this year. The attackers set off explosives among the wedding participants. One survivor says he was with the groom when the explosion went off. He says he saw bodies strewn throughout the hall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A woman who's 103 sets a world record. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Kitty Hodges of Washington State setting a new skydiving record. To celebrate her birthday, she decided to be the oldest woman to complete a tandem skydive. And she did so, suiting up, taking a plane up to 10,000 feet, and jumping out, doing a free fall for 30 seconds. Hodges and her instructor make it safely back to the ground to the cheers of supporters. She ended up beating the previous record set by a 100-year-old woman. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
More than 100 animals, including water buffalo, tigers, and lions, have been seized from a roadside zoo in Virginia with a history of complaints. The Virginia Attorney General's office said Friday it joined with state and local authorities to carry out seizures to investigate animal cruelty allegations at Wilson's Wild Animal Park in Winchester. A search warrant shows nearly 120 animals were seized. A spokesman for Attorney General Mark Herring said animal control and animal rescue organizations are caring for the animals pending an August 29 court hearing. Federal inspectors have cited the zoo multiple times for violations. For USA Radio News.